Hi, my name is Yumi Sakugawa, and I'm the online editorial producer of Intent.com, and I'm so excited to introduce Laura Strabe, who won the Pepsi grant in July 2010, $25,000, to help fulfill her intent to provide art and music classes to students in Southeast Portland. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you.
So, Laura, for those of us who aren't familiar with Vibe of Portland, can you tell us more about this organization?
Definitely. Vibe of Portland started in 2006 as just an idea that I had. I was seeing around the Portland area that music and art was always the first to be cut in the school system, and really broke my heart because that was one of the big things that I looked forward to and enjoyed about going to school from kindergarten all the way through, college. I ended up majoring in college. So seeing that that was a huge need in our community kind of drove me to start Vibe of Portland and taking a look at the needs of the different schools in the school district brought us to Southeast Portland, and we started classes in the fall of 2008. Vibe of Portland is offering, we offer 7 after-school classes at Harrison Park School in Southeast, which is one of the most diverse and most needy schools in the Portland Public School District. It's a K-8 school. There's about 800 kids there. It's a Title I school. There's, I think, 85% of the students qualify for free and reduced lunch, so it's a pretty high-poverty area of the town. This fall, because of the Pepsi grant, we are offering 7 different classes after school. We have a knitting class for middle school kids. We have a percussion class for 4th and 5th graders, which is hilarious to watch. Oh my gosh, they have so much energy, and give them a couple drumsticks and a drum. Wow, it is loud. We also have a middle school art class that's starting today, and we have an elementary art class that meets on Tuesdays and Thursdays. We also have a choir class based on Glee, so the kids are pretty sure about
amazing.
That. They are having fun. And what am I forgetting? We have a comic book class where...
Oh, that's so awesome.
I'm really excited about that. We wanted to get more boys involved in art.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought that if we did a comic book superhero class, that would be really cool.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
Go on.
Oh, go ahead. Our teacher is going to have all the kids develop their own personal superhero, taking their own best qualities and magnifying them. So I'm really excited about what this class is going to be. Yeah.
That is so cool. I wish there was a Vibe of Portland when I was growing up, because I would have seriously loved all of those classes.
Yeah, I have fun. I learn a lot in the art classes. I'm more of a musician, and so I'm learning right along with the kids. It's really fun.
So who are the people who are teaching these classes? Are they volunteers, or are they, how are these people to instruct these knitting or comic book or percussion classes? How are these people found?
A lot of them I know friends of friends, or through different events that we've put on, or they've seen our website and wanted to get involved, or someone's told them about us. Our knitting instructor I met, she came to volunteer at an event that we did this spring and really just had some time and wanted to help. So she and a friend of hers, they're both in college, they are coming on Mondays and volunteering and teaching the girls how to knit.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. A lot of our other teachers they're paid instructors. Some of them I went to college with when I was working on my master's, or I've met through different community members. A lot of them, like all of our art teachers have their degree in art and are artists in their own right around the area, and same with our musicians. They're performing musicians in town, and they are instructing our kids as well.
So for other people who face the same challenges in their communities as you did, where they see that their community schools are cutting music, arts, and other creative education first, and they really want to support the art and music community, especially among children, what advice would you give to those people?
I would have them seek out and see if there's anything going on in their community. There are a few different little groups going that are there are a few groups that are working within Portland, but when I was researching out to see if my idea was even viable, there wasn't anything happening in Southeast. There was no one reaching out to this population. So mm-hmm. I just did it, took it on myself.
Can you tell me, like, sort of, what were the steps you took to make Vibe of Portland happen? Was it an idea that you conceived completely on your own, or was it you and a group of people? And what were sort of the steps that happened to make Vibe of Portland what it is today?
Well, when I was working on my master's program, I kind of had the idea for Vibe, and just kind of bounced that idea off several people, talked to my husband and friends and family, and everyone thought it was a great idea and very much needed. So I just kind of went into research mode to see what was happening already in Portland, where the needs were, where in the city it was, and worked on getting our nonprofit status. And then once we got our nonprofit status, I had a gal do a market research study for me to figure out where exactly in Portland we needed to put Vibe, and we came up with Southeast. So after that, I just talked to different school administrators and after-school coordinators and got connected with Harrison Park, and the rest is history, I guess. We started working there in fall of 2008.
Mm-hmm. So now that you guys have been going on for, like, 2 years, where do you guys see yourselves going in, say, the next year or the next 3 to 5 years even?
I would love to spend this year really just polishing these 7 classes that we have at Harrison Park to be able to present that to other schools in the district, because since we've started our classes, even more music and art have been cut in the schools, and I've actually been approached by teachers in different schools saying, you need to bring this here. We need choir. We need a guitar class. We need what you're doing at Harrison Park. We need it at our school, too. So I'm going to take this year and really polish those classes, really work on getting more funding so that we can expand into other after-school programs.
And for creative people who are living in your neck of the woods, if they want to help Vibe Portland, are there any volunteer positions they could take, or are there other means where they can help support your organization?
Definitely. We would love to have assistants in all of our classes, people to help our art teachers, and if they have a great idea for a class, let's get them going on it. Let's start a new class if there's interest with the kids. We could always use help with office stuff. We are looking to increase our board of directors. If people are good with marketing and fundraising skills, that's a huge piece that we're going to be working on this year, too.
So when your program has been going on for the last 2 years, when you introduce these cool classes to the kids, do you or your teachers, do you guys ever notice changes that happen in the kids now that they're more and more exposed to art and creative expression?
Definitely. Just yesterday, one of our kids came to our drumming class. She was in choir last year and had a little bit of trouble being in there, a little attitude. And she was so excited to be in drumming yesterday, and she told me, she's like, is it okay if I come back to choir? I promise I'll change my attitude. I have a much better attitude this year. I was like,
oh,
of course. That was great. I mean, she recognized she grew up a little bit. I mean, she's probably only in fourth or fifth grade, but I was like, please come back to choir. We'd love to have you. It's so fun. I'm really excited that you still want to be in it. So that's been really cool. At our back-to-school night last week, a gal came up to our art teacher, who she's been in our art class for the last 2 years, and she went up to our art teacher and said, I just wanted to let you know that you've really turned me into an artist. I look at everything outside and see how I want to paint that, and I just look at the colors, and I just wanted to thank you for that. Which is like,
wow,
blown away.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So that just made me go, okay, this is why we're doing it.
Definitely. Oh, my goodness. And I'm sure you guys get a lot of feedback from parents, but are there any particular comments you receive from parents of these kids that have shared their insights with how the program has affected the kids?
That same girl, her mom is pretty involved and just had nothing but good things to say. She was really excited about what she's been doing the last 2 years and excited for this next year. We had an art show in June down in the gallery district of Portland. It's called The Pearl.
Oh, wow.
And, we did an art show last year. And some of the parents came, and I think they were pretty surprised about what their kids had accomplished. A couple of them looked like deer in headlights. I don't know if they'd ever been to a gallery or if they'd ever been downtown before, but they just looked a little bit like a fish out of water, but it was really fun to talk to them and be like, oh, your daughter's great. We've had so much fun having her in class. And they were like, our kid? I'm like, yes, your kid is wonderful. Look at her artwork. It is amazing. She is an artist. So I think it was fun for us to show parents their children in a totally different light, something that maybe they don't see at home.
Definitely. So one last question. I know that you guys won the $25,000 grant back in July, and things with the Pepsi Refresh Project just keep getting more and more competitive for the people who even get through the submission process to have their grant eligible to vote. So tell me, how do you guys win the grant, and what advice do you guys have for other future organizations and individuals who need enough votes to win the Pepsi grant at the end of the month?
We partnered with another organization. Well, actually, the school that we actually do all of our after-school classes at, they were also in the running for a $25,000 grant the same time that we were. So we were collaborating, and then somehow we got connected with a bunch of other projects from across the country, and all of these projects decided to form a group, and they were really consistent. We would send them our voters, they would send us voters, and they weren't just a bunch of random projects. They were projects that were really impacting their community. They're very arts and kid focused. So we felt really great promoting their projects as well as ours. And with that group of 10 projects, 9 out of the 10 of projects in July won their grants.
Oh, wow.
So that was really amazing. And really, it was really cool to see what a bunch of people can do together.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. Cool. Well, thank you so much, Laura, for taking the time to speak with me. And do keep us updated on the latest developments and any exciting future news from Vive of Portland. We definitely want to keep hearing what's going on and support more in the future what you guys are doing. So a huge
thank
congratulations
you.
Again, and thank you so much.
Thank you.